This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado regulators are examining a psychedelic drug to treat people addicted to opioids and other substances. Ibogaine is one of the psychedelics that Coloradans voted to decriminalize in 2022. Jonathan Dickinson is the founder of Ambio Life Sciences in Tijuana, Mexico, which treats people using Ibogaine. He says the drug both helps people withdraw from drugs and also reduce the cravings.
Colorado has a fantastic opportunity to lead the way in developing a U.S.-based model for what it would look like to deliver Ibogaine therapeutically.
Ibogaine, like marijuana, is a Schedule I drug, which means it's not currently accepted for medical use under federal law. Today is Colorado Day, and the state is turning 149 years old. To celebrate, a new voice is guiding how we tell our state's story. Susan Shelton is a longtime professor at the University of Denver. She's just been named Colorado's new state historian. Shelton's work explores how maps are not just about geography. They're tools of power, persuasion, and sometimes erasure.
My sense of the way in which history has become a little bit of a political football and complicated and divisive has prompted me to, as much as possible, lean into opportunities to bring people together in a physical space.
Shelton will serve a one-year term helping shape public programming and events across Colorado ahead of the 150th anniversary of statehood next year. In Colorado Springs, 58 degrees, Boulder currently 63. This is CPR News.